Hello, my name is Jennifer Bennett. I'm an exercise physiologist with Cornell University's Wellness Program. Today I'm joined by LaWanda and Carrie, who will be demonstrating exercises using resistance bands and resistance tubing that can be performed in an office space, during a lunch break, or even while traveling. Resistance tubing has handles that you can use to hold on to, while resistance bands do not. Also, a thing to know is that resistance tubing and bands vary in resistance based upon their colors, but the colors aren't necessarily the same resistance from one brand to a next. For example, a red band may be a light resistance in one brand, but then a heavier resistance in another. So it's something to be aware of. Resistance bands and tubings can be purchased online or at a sporting goods store. Prices vary, but you want to make sure that you have bands of different colors so that you can tailor your workout based upon the muscle group or the workout that you're trying to get, whether that's strength gains or endurance. So to set the stage, I want to bring in LaWanda and Carrie, who will be on their lunch break. They're short on time, but they really enjoyed the motivation of working with someone else. So we're going to go through 5 exercises today. I'm going to be helping make sure that their form and body position is correct. They're going to do 10 repetitions of each exercise. We're going to go through one time today to show you form and technique. So the first exercise we're going to do today is a low row. To start, LaWanda and Carrie are going to overlap the bands. They're going to work together in this partner exercise. So Carrie's just lacing the band through LaWanda's. And then Carrie's backing up just to make sure that there's some tension to start with. Arms are extended to begin. With partner exercises, it's really important to talk with your partner and make sure that you guys are moving at the same time. So go ahead and start. And you're just going to pull straight back. Elbows are in at their sides. And this is an upper back exercise. So Carrie's really concentrating on squeezing her shoulder blades together as if there was a sponge full of water. And she's trying to squeeze out all the water from that sponge. Another thing to be aware of is keeping your shoulders relaxed and down, and squeezing and engaging while moving together. To vary it up, they could take turns, and that would make it a little bit easier for this exercise. Okay. So from this partner low row exercise, we're going to transition right into a chest press with the same overlapping of the bands. So Carrie's going to walk around LaWanda. LaWanda's going to hold the band up so Carrie can get on the backside so they're facing away from each other. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Something to notice here is that there are varying lengths of bands. Bands typically can be cut. So you want a longer band if you can, just so you can have more variability in your intensity by moving your hands farther away or closer to the anchor point, which is this point here for this exercise. So the next exercise that we're going to do is a chest press. This exercise works the chest muscles and is very similar to doing a push-up. So again, since this is a partner exercise, really need to talk to your partner about this. And press away, perfect. And then slow and controlled on the way back, very nice. Again, with this exercise, shoulders are down away from the ears, and really concentrating on the chest muscle. On the next one, I'm gonna have you guys alternate. So Carrie's gonna go first, and when she gets back, she's gonna tell LaWanda, and LaWanda's gonna press out. This changes the intensity and allows for a little bit less intense of a workout. When they're pulling against each other, it's harder than taking turns. So maybe on a second set, or if someone's getting fatigued, this is a really great option to utilize. The next exercise that LaWanda and Carrie are performing is a shoulder press. For this, it's really important to make sure that you have a nice solid anchor point, which could be under your feet, as Carrie's showing here, or under your thighs. From here, They're going to move their arms up into almost a field goal position, and to go through the movement as they're showing, you're going to press straight up into the air. There's going to be some variability based upon your joint and your particular range of movement. So please work in a pain-free range of movement. So perhaps maybe not going up quite as high, or for some, it's more comfortable to press out just a little bit. Others might even find some more relief bringing their elbows in, palms facing each other, and pressing straight up. Again, you can do one arm at a time, or alternating is another variation of intensity. The next exercise Carrie and LaWanda will be performing is a bicep curl. Carrie's gonna stand on the band with one foot, which is gonna be an easier point of anchor versus 2 feet. So that's what, those are the options that are available to Carrie. LaWanda is still using the anchor under the thighs, which is always an option in a chair or in a seated position. From here, the ladies are gonna have their palms facing forward and then just curling their hands up towards their shoulders, keeping their elbows glued into the side. And always for all of these exercises, it's really important to breathe. So they're gonna exhale on the way up and inhale on the way back down. Again, trying to keep the rest of their body nice and quiet and trying not to move too much. Again, another variation, just like with the shoulder press, they could concentrate on one arm at a time or alternate. The final exercise that LaWanda and Carrie will be performing today is a tricep extension. The ladies are going to anchor their band at the chest and with the other hand grasping the band closer to for more resistance or farther away for less resistance. And then just extending their elbow. The really nice thing is with the resistance band and the tubing is the variability that is available. With the anchor point at the chest, LaWanda could bring her elbow up and extend out to the side, and it still works the same primary muscle group. Carrie could even take the band and press up overhead, which is more of a traditional style for an overhead press with the tricep, something that you might see done with dumbbells. But again, because the band is providing the resistance and not gravity necessarily, we can do it in all ranges of movement, out to the side at an angle, or even up at an angle. And again, the primary muscle group that's working is always the same, but it does work the stabilizing muscle groups a little bit differently. Thank you so much for joining Carrie, LaWanda, and myself today. This educational opportunity was brought to you by Cornell University's Wellness Program. Remember that you can always repeat these exercises 1 to 2 more times to increase the amount of sets and also work towards strength gains and strength endurance with your exercises. Stay tuned to watch tips and tricks provided by a conversational setting with Carrie, LaWanda, and myself of things that they have found and I know that are really helpful to be aware of when working with resistance tubings and bands. Thanks for sticking around for our conversational tips and tricks. This is Carrie and LaWanda, so each of them have a tip that they'd like to share as well as I do. So Carrie, if you want to start it off, what should our viewers think about?
Sure. Well, using the bands and the tubing have been really great for adding places where I can do the exercises, such as in at work. Or at home or while I'm traveling. So they've really expanded what I can, where I can exercise and get my strength training in. So I really like using them. One thing that I've noticed though is that the bands themselves, some of them have a white powder on as part of it so that they don't stick together. And I think it helps them in maintaining their longevity. And what we've noticed is that using the ones that are latex free, they don't have that same white powder. So when I'm doing the exercises and using a band at work, I often wear black, often from head to toe or at least on the lower part of my body. And so if I'm using a band that has the white powder, I end up having white powder all over my work pants, my work clothes, and that can be really frustrating. So I tend to like, my tip and trick is to get the latex free bands. They're just as effective and they don't have that white powder.
That's a good tip. So I also love the bands. I travel a lot for work and it's one of my favorite things to stick in my suitcase. But before I travel and take the bands with me, I always double check and make sure the band is in good shape. So I'm looking for any rips or tears, anything that would make it a less effective workout tool. But again, really fun to use. I usually bring a couple different levels. Mm-hmm. And so that way I can get a good workout even if I need to do it sitting down.
For me, the thing to realize is maybe you only have space or availability to have one band. So something to think about is having a really long band is helpful because to increase the resistance, just folding it in half and anchoring it again, it makes the exercise even more challenging without having to have multiple bands or tubing. And you can do the same thing with tubing. It's not just with the bands. So it's nice to be aware of if you forget one or maybe one breaks or because of overuse that you have that extra band.
Good tip.
Yeah.
I have one other thing that came to mind too, is that sometimes when I'm using the bands, they kind of dig in to my hand. So if I'm using it and I'm wrapping the band around and then I'm pushing against it, sometimes it can cause a little bit of an irritation right here. And I found that either at home or when I'm traveling, I always have a pair of socks that are handy. And so I'll take a pair of socks and actually just wrap the sock around my hand first. And then I'll wrap the band over top of that sock. So it just provides that extra cushioning. And then even when I'm using a heavy band resistance, it isn't digging into my hand. So I found that helpful.
Thank you for sticking around for our conversational tips and tricks. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to contact us at wellness@cornell.edu. Thanks.